This is program number LW2674. Hi, this is Larry West. Listen to the true confession of this 14-year-old girl. My problem is one you probably don't hear much. My daddy is a doctor, and he is so busy. My mother is a champion golfer, and she is at the club every afternoon when I come home from school. On weekends, they party, and sometimes I worry about it, that they drink so much, especially lately. But what really bothers me is how they let me do almost anything I want to. They never tell me when to come in, and I can go anywhere. You might think how lucky I am, but I tell you that that is not the way I feel about it. What bothers me is I wonder if I am all that ready to decide everything by myself. True confession. She says her problem is one unique these days. Other teenagers don't have it. She's wrong. In our world, in our America, her problem is rapidly becoming the norm. It's a sobering experience, writes Elton Trueblood, one of the most popular campus religious speakers. He says it's a sobering experience to see the bitterness of young people, sometimes of college age, who feel that they have been cheated in that their parents have never given them adequate time. This is particularly true, he says, when parents have lived public lives and the children have been given a steady diet of boarding school in the winter with camp in the summer but no real home life. He says the fact that such people have often had plenty of money is no substitute for what is sorely missed. You know, children have a right to expect some things from their parents. Their lack of respect for authority is running rampant in our country. But the way, you know, to get it turned back around is really for the authority to do some respecting, too. Children do have a right to expect some things from parents. They have a right to expect respect. They want to be respected, too. And it is evident that parents do not respect their children when they don't even care enough about them to give them some real home life. Our permissive age demands no respect. You might think it shocking that in the ancient Roman world, the mortality rate was unbelievably high, with unwanted children, with those who were sickly or malformed. They were actually abandoned to die. Hilarion wrote to his wife Alice from Alexandria these words, "If you have a child and it is a boy, let it live. If it's a girl, throw it out." Seneca wrote, "Children who are born weakly and deformed, we drown." It was a fact that a Roman father had absolute power over his children. He could sell them as slaves, make them work as he pleased, punish them if he desired, or even kill them if the mood struck him. Those times were hard and brutal. But you know, even though times have changed greatly, we still find that in our 20th century there are examples of brutality in dealing with our children. I mean, there are parents guilty of extreme harshness, as unwanted children are found, for example, in a locked room, there for months, never let out, fed garbage. We know that happens. But in other instances, parents are harsh and brutal to their own children in that they don't take time to show love. Not too many days ago, I visited with a father who was trying to raise a son, but the son was giving him all kinds of fits. He was a rebel. He was on drugs. He had a lot of problems. The father told me, he said, "Larry, when the boy was just 13 years of age, I remember coming home every day and I'd walk into the house. I saw that he was lying on his bed in his room and I would just simply turn and go to my room and close my door and lie down on my bed. I'd read the paper and I'd read the mail and I'd just piddle around and I didn't speak to him. I didn't say even hi. I didn't say anything." He said, "Larry, my boy told me not long ago, he said, 'Dad, the reason I am the way I am is because you just don't care for me. You used to wouldn't talk to me. You don't love me.'" And he said, "Larry, you know, when I would drive up in the driveway, I wouldn't say to myself, 'Now, when I go in the house, I'm not going to speak to my son.'" He said, I didn't say that to myself. He said, "I would just go in and just not do it. And now, my boy's a rebel." Parents are harsh and brutal to their children in that they don't take time to show love. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. We care for you. We care for your children. Remember that, okay? I have a Bible study course. Yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.